Kunstradio. Radiokunst.
The way I work, and actually I'm going to play three pieces for you tonight, and it's sort of a presentation of the way I work. And one of the ways I work is I wander, as many of you here. So what I'm wondering now is this radio? I mean, are we on the radio now? Are we doing a radio event? Are we doing a live event? Are we in a club? Are we in a radio studio? Nobody knows anymore.
Sergio Messina, Radiokünstler, Sänger, DJ, Grenzgänger zwischen Popmusik und E-Musik, eigentlich in Rom, jetzt aber in Mailand lebend, um dort unter anderem mit betont südlichem Akzent der Lega Nord Paroli zu bieten. Eine Radiomusik-Performance von Sergio Messina, aufgeführt Mitte Oktober dieses Jahres beim Symposium On the Air, Kunst im öffentlichen Datenraum im Innsbrucker Hofgartencafé, steht im Mittelpunkt der heutigen Sendung, zu der Sie Heidi Grundmann herzlich begrüßt.
Die Kernfrage ist eigentlich, ob es überhaupt sinnvoll ist, mit bewegter Luft über elektronische Räume nachzudenken. Ne? Also mit Musik. Das ist die Kernfrage, ob Musik im herkömmlichen Sinne hörbar gemacht über Wandler oder über Instrumente überhaupt das geeignete Medium ist, um als Musiker im elektronischen Raum tätig zu sein.
Diese Art von Interferenzen hören Sie heute zum letzten Mal, denn mit der heutigen Ausgabe des Kunstradios gehen zwei Serien zu Ende, die ganz unterschiedliche Beispiele dafür darstellten, wie Medienkünstlerinnen versuchen, die Theorie zur Entwicklung der neuen Medien und zur Kunst in diesen Medien in Kunstprojekte einzubauen. So steht am Ende des heutigen Kunstradios die vorläufig letzte Folge der Radiomonologe des kanadischen Medienkünstlers Tom Sherman. Zu Ende geht aber auch die Serie »In einer Bahnhofshalle steht ein Huhn« der beiden jungen Schweizer Tina Cassani und Bruno Beusch. Was sich darin wie eine seltsame Fiktion anhört und als eine Art Verwirrspiel das Kunstradiohören in den letzten Wochen nicht unbedingt erleichtert hat, hat eine sehr reale Grundlage. Haben sich doch tatsächlich im Jänner dieses Jahres in Absam in Tirol Medienkünstler und Theoretiker zu einem zweitägigen Kunstgespräch zusammengefunden, bei dem es keinen Diskussionsleiter gab, sondern, von Beusch Cassani angekündigt, das elektronische Moderationssystem Reflektor. Tatsächlich wurde das Gespräch auf Harddisk aufgenommen. Ein UKW-Sender mit einer Reichweite von 2 Kilometer spielte dann immer wieder zeitverzögert über vor den Teilnehmerinnen platzierte Radioempfänger kurze Fragmente des Gespräches in die Diskussion ein, die dadurch ähnlich wie durch einen Moderator gelenkt wurde. Bis zu der Fiktion von einem nahe am Diskussionsschauplatz im Auto vorbeifahrenden und Diskussion über den UKW-Sender im Autoradio empfangenden unbeteiligten Passanten namens Lorenzo Jaderosa und damit auch zur Serie der aus der tatsächlichen Diskussion in Absam stammenden Originalton-Interventionen im Kunstradio war es für Beusch Cassani dann nicht mehr weit.
Auch Jaderosa beschäftigt sich seither mit der Problematik des Huhns in der Bahnhofshalle. 11. und vorläufig letzte Folge. Nach seinem Beitritt zu den Friends of Beusch, Resp Cassani, stößt Jaderosa zu seiner größten Überraschung auf die 43 O-Ton-Statements, die er seinerzeit im Januar in Absam bei Innsbruck mitgeschnitten hat und die in der Zwischenzeit auf Umwegen in den Pool der Friends of gelangt sind. Er stößt aber auch auf die globale Medienstrategie von Jacqueline Eltz. Sie basiert auf einem zentralen Begriff, dem Begriff der sukzessiven Friendisierung. Auch Jaderosa stellt sich die Frage, was soll denn das nun wieder?
Ich frage immer noch, ja, dieser große elektronische Raum, ist nicht der auch ein insgesamt hermetisch abgeschotteter Raum, in dem wir zu am Rand gestern Sandkastenspiele durchführen können? Wie schaut der aus? Und wenn ich jetzt das wiederhole, möglicherweise müssen es andere Strategien sein. Ja, möglicherweise sind die affirmativen Strategien jene, mit denen überhaupt noch was möglich ist. Möglicherweise sind es die anderen, von denen ich erst ausgehe, sage ich, nein, also mich interessiert das schon sehr wohl, weil dort geht ja dann eigentlich die Gestaltung der Welt aus, wenn ich den Gestaltungsbegriff noch mir leiste. Wie ist interessant, wie schaut dann eine künstlerische Strategie aus, mit der ich Jetzt nicht gesellschaftsverändern, sondern überhaupt nur etwas in die Gesellschaft reinbringen.
Näheres zu den Interventionen, in einer Bahnhofshalle steht ein Huhn, und zu dem Kunstgespräch, das tatsächlich unter diesem von dem Medientheoretiker Friedrich A. Kittler entlehnten Motto im Jänner 1993 in Absam in Tirol stattgefunden hat, können Sie der Publikation Transit Nummer 2 entnehmen, die zum Preis von 90 Schilling beim Kunstradio ORF Argentinierstraße 30a 1040 Wien oder bei Transit 6020 Innsbruck, Wilhelm-Greil-Straße 1 zu bestellen ist und noch sehr viel anderes Material zu einer Kunst im elektronischen Raum enthält. Im Oktober dieses Jahres also gab es im ORF-Landesstudio Tirol ein Symposium unter dem Titel On the Air – Kunst im öffentlichen Datenraum, das sich mit der Vergangenheit, Gegenwart und Zukunft der Massenmedien, Radio und Fernsehen und der entsprechenden Kunst befasste, und zwar in Theorie und Praxis. Der italienische Künstler Sergio Messina trug eine Performance zu diesem Symposium bei, die im Hofgartencafé in Innsbruck stattfand, wo gerade auch ein Oktoberfest abgehalten wurde. Sergio Messina allerdings ist das Hin und Her zwischen Populärkultur und, ja, wie soll man es nennen, Elitär oder Hochkultur, etwas Selbstverständliches.
The pop music way of working, it's one of the inspiration for my work. What is very nice about pop music is that it tries to relate with all the audience possible. And my business is communication. So
die Popmusik als Arbeitsstrategie, als Inspiration und Kommunikation als Beruf.
The more people, the better, I think. So I try to stay very basic, and that's another lesson you get from pop music. If there are two ways to say one thing, I will always choose the plainest and the simplest.
Einfache Mittel, wie zum Beispiel das Lachen, als Schlüssel zur Vermittlung neuer Kunst.
It's a very important key to present also avant-garde stuff, because the whole thing is always too serious and people feel that they will not understand. And the problem is never with the material, it's always with the form of presentation.
Aus kulturellen Ghettos kann ausgebrochen werden, zum Beispiel durch die Mischung verschiedener Präsentationsformen.
Then play to them the same stuff I would play in a symposium of avant-garde radio. So I think sound ghettos and cultural ghettos can be overcome simply by mixing, simply by remixing ways of presentation. So I play contemporary music, but I play it in a more friendly way.
Sergio Messina sampled sehr viel. Für ihn, der weiß, dass im Radio nur Hits öfter wiederholt werden, während alles andere der Vergessenheit oder dem Tod in den Archiven anheimfällt, sind Performances und Konzerte, in denen er aus dem Radio aufgenommenes oder aus Archiven geholtes Material sampled, so etwas wie Wiederbelebungsversuche.
I sample a lot of stuff. And mostly my pieces are made up of samples, from other people's stuff, music and text as well. And also radio, like many medias, it's volatile, meaning that things can be broadcasted one time, two times, three times, but not more than that. In this way, you sort of pick up some material you like, you sample it, and you sort of keep it alive for a long time, as long as you perform it. And my main activity is performing. So in one way, as they say, live performing, you sort of get this stuff to come alive again before an audience, which is good for everybody, I think, for the audience who gets a chance.
Die Wiederverwertung von Archivmaterial als ökologische Maßnahme.
It's good for the authors and for their karma, I think, is good. And also it's ecological, meaning that you don't need to produce new stuff. Our world is overloaded with production. So to re-edit stuff, it's an ecological way of going, I think.
Ähnliches postulierten zum Beispiel die Konzeptkünstler der 60er und 70er Jahre, wenn etwa Douglas Hübler sinngemäß sagte, die Welt ist voll von Gegenständen, ich habe ihnen nichts hinzuzufügen. Und wie die Vertreter der Konzeptkunst hat auch Sergio Messina gewisse Vorstellungen von der Verantwortung des Künstlers.
to me, the fact that I'm sitting behind a microphone gives me a responsibility which I feel very strongly. I want to make statements because I think that artists have the chance to influence people. I mean, you're there, and one of the things you get to work on audience is your charisma.
Künstler haben die Möglichkeit, die Menschen zu beeinflussen.
To get girls, which is very typical of rock and roll. You can use your charisma to sell more records, but also you can use your charisma to point out some things which you don't like, which you think that could get better in society. And I think artists have a important, can play an important role besides things like We Are the World or things like that. I think there's a more, also in small situations, you can speak and say things that...
Trotz aller Banalität, es ist wichtig, bei jeder noch so kleinen Gelegenheit etwas gegen den Rassismus zu äußern.
When I say something is social, I add, this is very banal, like when I say things against racism, it's very banal to say that we are all the same. The problem is that in Central Europe, in my country, there is a large racism problem. So it might be banal, but I think it's very useful to repeat it every time I get a chance.
Die Popmusik als Kommunikationsmittel.
I think that pop music, it's a very good mean to communicate with people. So I don't see why I shouldn't use it, only because it's a low form. I'm not sure whether it's a low form. It's a form, and it's got full dignity. And what's more, people like it. And to me, this is important. I like to... I'm into pleasure as well. I mean, I don't think you should yawn for some...
Es ist durchaus möglich, dass etwas zugleich lustig, experimentell und sinnvoll ist.
And meaningful at the same time.
Sergio Messina verbrachte einige Monate dieses Jahres damit, in Neapel die CD einer Hip-Hop-Gruppe zu produzieren, die in der Zwischenzeit auf Nummer 8 der italienischen Hitparade gelandet ist. Selbstverständlich für Messina, es werden sogenannte alternative Inhalte und eigentlich auch Formen transportiert.
Skinheads, alla lettera teste rappati, ovvero sballati. Balordi, 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 balordi.
Ma perché è offensivo secondo lei dire negro o ebreo?
Non so, offensivo, come dire, non so, napoletano, non so.
Per noi fascismo significa onore e fedeltà. Noi non rinneghiamo il nostro passato. Nella nostra sezione abbiamo la foto di Benito Mussolini e non lo rinneghiamo assolutamente.
Dopo aver aggredito un profugo polacco per strada, tre skinheads lo hanno trascinato in uno scantinato e qui, dopo avergli praticato un'iniezione, con forbici e coltelli hanno tentato di asportargli la lingua.
La tensione è alta, soprattutto a Milano, dove ieri un gruppo di teste rasate ha ridotto in fin di vita uno spagnolo.
Lo spagnolo ha coltellato e colpito con catene. Poco dopo aver lasciato il centro sociale Leoncavallo, è stato oggi interrogato dalla Digos all'ospedale Fate Bene Fratelli.
La notte del 18 maggio 1991, un incendio distrugge completamente il centro sociale cortocircuito a Cinecittà. Nell'incendio muore un ragazzo di colore, Auro Bruni.
È successo che chi voleva incendiare questo centro sociale probabilmente non si aspettava di trovare delle persone. Quando ha trovato Auro non ha esitato a colpirlo con una botta sulla testa, poi non contenti lo hanno cosparso di benzina e hanno poi dato fuoco, per cui Auro si è completamente carbonizzato, sono state ritrovate soltanto alcune parti.
Ad appiccare le fiamme sono stati gli skinheads, ad appiccare le fiamme sono stati gli skinheads.
Per noi fascismo significa onore e fedeltà.
And the other thing I would like to add about the record I produced is that all the royalties from that record will go to open a community radio station in Naples.
Die Einnahmen aus der CD werden dazu verwendet, einen lokalen Radiosender in Neapel einzurichten, der ein alternatives Programm zu den bestehenden Sendern bieten soll.
So hopefully by February, March, there will be a new radio in Naples, and this can only be good for everybody.
Vor 3 Jahren hat Sergio Messina eine Kassette eingespielt, die er, Stichwort Mail Art, rund um die Welt schickte, mit dem Vermerk No Copyright, Sendung erwünscht. Das Stück Radio Gladio erreichte den ORF über die Gruppierung Radio Subcom und wurde im Februar 1991 im Kunstradio für Österreich zum ersten Mal gespielt. In der Zwischenzeit ist Radio Gladio nicht nur zu einem internationalen Underground-Hit geworden, sondern gerade auch in einem Live-Auftritt von Sergio Messina im italienischen Fernsehen gesendet worden. Radio Gladio hat, der Titel verrät es, eine sehr politische Botschaft. Radio Gladio von und mit Sergio Messina, aufgenommen im Hofgartencafé in Innsbruck.
My dream of a radio starts with the idea that radio should stop being a whole bunch of little windows where you have news, you have the weather report, you have the guy who gets the calls from the people, you get the top 10. I think that everything should mix more, a little more. And that for this purpose, 3 years ago, I wrote a radio letter, which sounds like a song, but it's not a song. And it's very simple to understand that because it has no refrain, so nobody can sing along and wave their hands. Nevertheless, it has a beat. So maybe your knees will start to move curiously, but please, if your knees function, don't forget to keep your brain functioning because this is a rather political story. Now, I don't mean to be aggressive at all towards the American people who are here, but apparently there's a strange thing that has been happening in the past 45 years, and not only in my country, but apparently also in Austria happened. So this is the first piece, as you call it, I'm going to do it, and it's called Radio Gladio. Hello, America. This is Italy talking. That's right. There's a piece of news which you might have not heard about yet, but it is definitely your business, as well as ours, Italy and Austria, definitely. Some judge in the north of Italy has uncovered a large illegal organization created in the 50s by CIA and the Italian intelligence agency to fight against a possible communist invasion. And of course, make sure the local communist party didn't get any real power. This organization had a sweet name of Gladio. And today, Gladio is still alive. Indeed. It counts at least 600 members, regularly paid. And some of them are quite young as 22 years old. They have been picked, trained, given weapons, explosives, and protection for almost 40 years now. 40 years which have been disastrous for my country. 40 years of Christian Democrats in power. 40 years of politicians known as thieves, connected with the mafia, totally corrupted and irrationally supported by the American government. Again, afraid of the Communist Party. 40 years of mass murders with bombs in railway stations, trains, planes, public places. And all this was done in order to keep this country, my country, on a more conservative stand. Whatever that means, Gladio has over 130 deposits of weapons hidden all over the north of this country and ready to arm an illegal war. It has a network, training camps, plans, chiefs, lieutenants, list of names, and fringe benefits. This secret organization was known to the head of government and the minister of defense, both of Italy and America, and that is the secretary of defense and the president. The money, most of this was paid with American money. Your money, I'm sorry. Well, I'm sure you didn't want that. Yes, I just said that the Gladio operation was financed mostly with American money. Your own dollars. That's terrible. This cash was spent so that my country and yours too could remain a faithful buyer of McDonald's, Levi's, Coca-Cola, soap operas and stuff like that. It was all done in order to keep John Wayne in the movie theaters, Michael Jackson in the charts, and Dynasty on TV. It was a deliberate act. Don't let them fool you. It's true, in Italy we had the Red Brigade, but the risk of an actual revolution in Italy was just a little one after the Second World War. So please remember, next time you pay your taxes, that some of your hard-earned money goes into explosives, weapons, and protection against a revolution that cannot occur, and feeds some illegal terrorists free to plot against us in our own country. And this song, which is not a song, doesn't have an end. So this was the end, which was not an end. But as... Thank you!
Radio Gladio von und mit Sergio Messina, aufgenommen im Hofgartencafé in Innsbruck. Nach dieser Nummer kamen Nummern, bei denen die Gitarre Sergio Messinas ganz deutlich Dinge spielte, die keine Gitarrentöne waren.
Now this guitar, it looks like a guitar and it actually functions as one sometimes, but not today. We're having serious malfunction, so we'll start again once my guitar stops giving me problems. Okay. Beautiful national anthems in Europe, aren't, don't we? They're all great, and they all should sound together like this. Let's start slowly. And have a friend of mine coming on stage. We met here, I didn't know he would come, he didn't know I was here, but magically he brought his clarinet. So it's Roberto Paci da Lo with us.
Thank you.
I could play it on the keyboard. Only the guitar is a much more physical instrument. It's got more to do with rock and roll. It's a very strong icon of pop music. So it's nice to
die Gitarre als Ikone, als Bild.
Very common instrument. Everybody can play four chords on guitar. To have this very common instrument playing this weird stuff, from voices to very complex loops and stuff, like the piece with the hymns yesterday. I had 10 national anthems of Europe, and I played them together, and it come out very noisy kind of thing, but it's guitar action. So it's interesting because it's an avant-garde sound coming out of a totally rock and roll thing to look at. So it's basically a trick, but it tells a lot of where I come from and where I would like to go.
Eine Erstaufführung bei Sergio Messinas Performance in Innsbruck war der Titel Here is my voice. Eine neue, speziell für das Kunstradio erarbeitete Version jenes Stückes, mit dem der Künstler gewöhnlich alle öffentlichen Auftritte, ob sie nun in einer Disco oder in einer Galerie stattfinden, einleitet. Here is my voice von Sergio Messina.
Now, I don't know about you, but I've been working in the radio for the past 17 years. I started very, very young. And the strangest feeling at the beginning was to hear my voice recorded and played back. It's something that maybe every one of you have tried, at somebody's place, you hear your voice on somebody's answering machine. And it's a strange sensation. And then after a while you get used to it. And then in the most narcissistic situation, you even love it. You love to hear your voice. But this started after a while to create a little confusion in my mind. So I didn't know anymore whose voice was the voice I was hearing. So just to make the point clear, I repeat myself that here is my voice. On the radio, the voice is always my voice. And my voice on the radio is really my own. I recognize every voice on the radio. It's always my voice. And anybody who knows me knows my voice can recognize it when it's broadcasted. When I hear voices over the radio, Marinetti's or Federico Fellini's, they sound in my head like my own voice. My voice colors the airwaves in a unique, unmistakable way, immediately identified by those who know it as mine. I can listen to Cary Grant, Howard Stern, Gilbert and George, Bruce Chatwin or Idi Amin Dada, and hear their voices in my mind speak to me in first person. People in supermarkets, bars, shops, or at home, eating or taking a bath, when they hear my voice on the radio and they know it, for a moment they stop and think, his voice. Even when the radio speaks in foreign languages like Swahili, Jamaican, or Urdu, I perceive those voices as my own voice, like a long, incomprehensible stream of consciousness. My voice, even free from the bounds of meaning, features a special music which makes it different from all the voices of all the languages of all times. All these voices, your own voice and my voice, are the voices of the radio listeners. And that's because radio is voice.
Entertainment on WHD. You don't need cable to see films like this. Look.
I knew these people.
Yeah?
These two people.
Right.
They were in love with each other.
Right, but how were they?
The girl was very young, about 17. The guy was quite a bit older. He was kind of raggedy and wild.
Repeat each phrase you know. Speaker.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good night. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
One of the chords of human invention becomes necessary for one
people to
move back, connect them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
For information on that, I got a number. 212-428-1122 during the day. Chuck Leonard here, more music on the way, and big money in the offing at 98.7 KISS FM.
And here is my voice.
Ogni cinque secondi, cannoli d'assedio, sventare spazio con un accordo. Boom, boom.
Repeat each phrase after the speaker.
You're not going to pay a lot for quality money.
958-923-KROG-WY.
Надо объяснить вам, пояснить значение, то на избрану тут новый епископ Мото.
pod tvojto pokroviteljstvo.
Italijani, armi nel mondo, oltre i monti e oltre gli oceani.
You're not good.
Ascoltate.
9.183 lire in meno al quintale per il girasole perché la produzione dell'Europa AEC, esclusi Spagna e Portogallo, ha sfondato di 880.000 tonnellate il tetto di produzione stabilito dalla CE.
Sie hörten Here is my voice von Sergio Messina, für das Kunstradio live bei einer Performance im Hofgartencafé in Innsbruck aufgeführt. Heute in einer Woche gibt es im Kunstradio schon wieder eine Erstsendung, und zwar die eines Radiostückes von Peter Battisti mit dem Titel Can You Read Me? Und jetzt noch viel Vergnügen bei der vorläufig letzten Folge der Radiomonologe von Tom Sherman, bei der es sich eigentlich um eine Gute-Nacht-Geschichte handelt.
Der Radiomonolog von und mit Tom Sherman. Heute zum Thema
When and how does data become information? When and how does data become information? Before supper, I asked to be excused so I could take a walk out across the field behind Norman's house in Prince Edward Island. I needed to establish a rapport with the red clay landscape on my own. A late afternoon sun charged the vibrant reds and greens of the rich, rolling earth as I set out on what I expected would be a relaxing walk in the country before supper. I crossed a plowed field where the red clay was dry and dusty. My feet were stirring up little pink clouds. I stepped onto an immense field of high yellowed grass where the wind blew steady and strong from the west, playing a familiar song in the trees that lined the valley. I was thinking about my work back in Halifax, my love in Toronto, and my life in general. I was looking into the horizon, but I was seeing myself. I was walking along at my own pace, basically unconsciously, when suddenly there was an explosion of motion at my feet as a rabbit bolted out of its hiding place, zigzagging across the field, disappearing in seconds into the high grass ahead. Startled as I was, I quickly identified the shocking creature as a harmless rabbit as I scanned the open field with wide eyes for more wildlife. It is simply amazing how fast the taste of adrenaline comes to the mouth. My heartbeat had quickened, my breathing had stopped, my level of attention had shot up to the degree where I was on edge. At that point, I began to see the landscape with great clarity. I noticed several places where the brush thickened, and there was one dark spot just ahead that looked like a hole. I approached this hole with some caution, realizing a few steps from the opening that it was too small to be the entrance of a rabbit's den. There I stood, intensely focused into the deep, dark hole, just wide enough to force my hand in, but too deep to reach to the end. It could be a snake hole. I could almost see a big, black, shiny king snake emerging ever so slowly when I felt a sharp pain in my wrist. I slapped dead a bloody deer fly, smashing it where I usually wear my watch. The damn fly had been feeding on me, and where there is one biting fly, there are always more. I had to get moving. I started walking briskly. I was excited. My blood pressure was rising. The wind was raw in my ear canal. I felt the heat on the surface of my skin. Was it the wind or the sun that made my skin burn? I had had enough of the country. I headed back for the shelter of the house. It was at Norman's house that I wrote The Rabbit Theory of Data Transformation.
Gesprochen hat der kanadische Medienkünstler und Theoretiker Tom Sherman. Manuskripte der Radiomonologe von Tom Sherman können Sie beim ORF Kunstradio 1040 Wien, Argentinierstraße 30a anfordern.